And talking about heartbreak, and you know, we kind of get to thinking about SARS, and that puts all kinds of shivers into our systems. But it's all not doom and gloom, because there is help if you do and have the unfortunate incident of having a little bit of trouble with your tax issues, with your relationship with SARS. There is an organization, it's called the Office of the Tax Ombud. And they, under certain circumstances and certain conditions, and we've chatted about that in the past here on Wild Coast Radio as well, of where the Office of the Tax Ombud can help you. And today, once again, I've got the pleasure of speaking to Mr. Russell Mamabolo, who is at the Office of the Tax Ombud. He's the Specialist Communication and Outreach Officer at the Office of the Tax Ombud. And they have got a newsletter called Fairness for All. We'll talk about that. And then also talk about an issue that a client, a taxpayer, had with SARS regarding VAT. But Russell, very, very good morning and welcome to the show on this Thursday morning.
Hi, good morning, Wayne. And thanks very much for having me on the show this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure, Russell. And first of all, the newsletter that I've just mentioned, Fairness for All. Is it a publication by the Office of the Tax Ombud?
Yes. Fairness for All is a publication, you know, that we produce on a bi-monthly basis at the Office of the Tax Ombud. What it does is it looks into the type of complaints that the taxpayers the complaints that are registered with us as the tax ombud. And we look into this particular types of complaints and we see how best we can assist taxpayers with those complaints that they have with SARS. Once a complaint is registered, it is normally investigated, and that's what we have reflected on the publication as well.
Okay.
So we try and identify various stories or various complaints which we think majority of taxpayers can learn from them, so that they are able to have a better understanding or maybe perhaps manage their tax affairs even much better, much better. And hence, the publications, we outline the findings and we look into the summary and, just to make it easy for better interpretation. And the language that we use as well, it's much easy language so that it can be well understood, by everybody else. And hence also, we are also creating awareness about the services that we offer, but also, for taxpayers and more particularly, business people, because they are involved in, all these processes, and they need to make sure that their tax affairs are always in good shape. Also, if they have issues, with SARS on terms of their complaints, they can approach our office. So the publication generally is to create awareness, but also give information for taxpayers to learn on the challenges that they might face in the future.
Okay. And Russell, how does one access that publication? Is it downloadable from your website?
Definitely. There's two ways. You can download it from our website, taxombud.gov.za.
Mm-hmm.
Alternatively, you can also go to the website, but register as indicate that you will want to receive publications. And I'll encourage people to do that, because at times I can talk to you now, you might be listening to me now and note these issues at the moment. However, going forward, you'll forget. But if you have registered with us, you'll continually get this information. And, we are not going to bombard you with lots of information. No. Just once a month, or just once bi-monthly, a case that we have reviewed and we feel strongly that the taxpayers can learn from it. And then you can simply get an email, for you to say, oh, here's a new Fairness for All publication, and
Right.
it gives you this information for you to have a better understanding.
Okay, well, that sounds interesting, and we'll give those contact details out at the end again. But getting to the chat of today, you've looked into and investigated a complaint regarding frustrations faced by a taxpayer who had challenges deregistering his VAT with SARS. If you can please tell us what frustrations the complainant brings to the taxpayer, and this was a small business, and why it was actually handed over to the Office of the Tax Ombud to investigate.
Well, what we have realized in this particular case is that there was a taxpayer, you know, as you rightly indicated there, that is a small business person. And usually our people in the small businesses, I mean, they are interested in, you know, the work that they do, you know, selling stuff, creating jobs, and so on. But at times you forget, and then, or maybe you reach a point where you say, hey, you know what? Maybe I just want to do something else. I just want to deregister this business, you know, with the CPIC, you know, company registrations business there. You go there, you deregister, and then you forget, or you realize that, oh, I also have to register, you know, deregister maybe for VAT, or you want to change your business plans or things like that. So now in this particular case, we have a case here where somebody wanted to deregister the VAT. Now, the OTO investigated the complaint and discovered that although a request for VAT deregistration was submitted to SARS on a particular date, for an example, we can just say 6th of August, and that the taxpayer had not provided all the relevant documentation, you know, and normally this information you'll get on the website, because the SARS will guide you to say, if you want to do this, this is how you need to do that. And now, although the application did not meet the requirements, you know, from SARS, SARS failed to guide the taxpayer on how to handle the matter. So that it can resolve correctly. Now, again, the taxpayer submitted the second VAT deregistration request. You know, now, say here it's like, you know, 5 or 6 months after the first one again, which again was incomplete, you know. And SARS did, however, request some additional information. But this time around, they did get information, but they requested more information after, you know, some few days, and then the taxpayer submitted in the, you know, the next day. Now, unbeknown to the taxpayer, certain information was still missing, but SARS did not mention this, and again left the taxpayer with the, you know, without guidance. You know, normally when you engage with SARS, they'll continuously guide you through the process. But in this particular case, you know, when the person came in, submitted the information, but again they realized now that last, you know, important information did not appear. Now, a third incomplete application for VAT deregistration was submitted again, this time after, you know, in a long period, because at times you forget about this thing around July, you know, you can imagine from February, then in July again, and SARS declined, you know, declined to this request. So eventually, the applicant containing all relevant information was submitted again after in the next year, you know, around March and so. And then we also realized that, you know, when we go into the system and interpret the system, that the taxpayer received no feedback from SARS and accordingly lodged a complaint with the, you know, the SARS complaint management office. In this regard, SARS will give you a particular time frame to say, we will come back to you after 21 days or after a particular period. But now this time they did not come to them. Now we always say, please follow the process of SARS, but also register the complaint with the Complaint Management Office of SARS before you come to us. And this is what the taxpayer did. And the complainant covered the deregistration of both the VAT and income tax. You know, now it was now two. Now, we realized that SARS finalized the, you know, the complaint that was registered with them on around May. So it was also a time lapse there as well. And also SARS only finalized one part, that is the income tax. So ideally, this person requested two issues to be attended to, but only one was not attended to. And
Right.
evidently, the person came to us. And now when we now interpret, now what I've just explained to you, what we discovered, when we're doing, our findings. And we also said that, both responsibilities lies with, with the taxpayer, and also realizing that you have limited information, but you have at least tried to get information or get a third party to be able to assist you in this regard. And evidently, the problem landed with us.
Right. And if Russell, if I kind of summarize that, and looking at the to and fro process,
yes.
First of all, the taxpayer didn't submit all the documentation that he was supposed to. But in the other side of the coin, there was also obviously SARS had not come back to him and told him exactly what was needed after the second or the third time that you know the documentation went back and forth. Is this a common issue that, you know, at the end of the day, the taxpayer, you know, if there are 10 documents that are required, then the taxpayer must supply 10 documents, you know, and all the necessary supporting evidence. Does this type of thing happen often where maybe taxpayers don't submit everything that they need to, and then that delays the process?
Definitely. And that is the issue. Remember, here we are working on paperwork. And we are working on paper trail in terms of specific documentation that needs to be submitted. That's the scope of tax in many instances, is that whenever you have to do, so for example, this one, VAT registration, and if you want to do it as a person individually, make sure that you go and read what SARS requirements are, or the services are, or expectations are. If you miss a single step, then it will result into this particular challenge. So hence, we find ourselves in this particular situation. And hence, we are saying to avoid such situations, taxpayers must always familiarize themselves with the requirements for requests they want to send to SARS. They should know what documentation should be submitted with the request, as well as the time frames which SARS deals with this request. At the same time, it is important for SARS to communicate with taxpayers about the shortcomings in their requests so that taxpayers become aware of the problem and they can rectify it.
Right.
But evidently, when we discovered these challenges, and the nice thing to engage us is that we will be able to pick up a phone and call you while looking into the challenge, or maybe after finalizing the matter, and engage with you and take you through the process so that you have a better understanding on what the challenge is.
Right.
And then you can immediately rectify. But in this particular instance, the good news is that, you know, the deregistration of that VAT was evidently finalized. But you can just quite calculate the period. I mean, it was only finalized this year in 2023, July, whilst this matter started when? It started, you know, way back in 2020. So it literally took 3 years. And mind you, Wayne, during the period, it also, you know, results, you also become frustrated with the process because you really want to get, you know, this matter finalized and done so that you can move to the next phase of you know, your life.
And I suppose keeping that VAT account alive, if I can use that term, through that deregistration process, you've still got to submit your returns on a monthly or bi-monthly basis because that account is still active. Otherwise, that would create another problem in the whole deregistration process with outstanding VAT returns, etc., etc.
Very important, definitely. So it will result in those particular challenges. So it is always, look, we handle complaints in our office, but some people at times, you know, call us to try and have a better understanding of something. We gladly guide in terms of what appears on, you know, the SARS, you know, website, but also expectations of SARS.
Yes.
And again, Wayne, from our side, as well as the Office of the Tax Ombud, we do conduct presentations, you know, to explain to people and, you know, and take them through the services that we offer, the challenges that we encounter as the office, complaints that are registered with us. And evidently, we end up being successful in assisting, you know, people. And we pride ourselves in that regard and happy to realize that we've made an available input into you know, people's lives.
Just to be that kind of go-between between the taxpayer and the, in inverted commas, I say the big bad wolf that is that is SARS, who actually do operate fairly as long as you've got all your documentation and all the ducks in a row.
Definitely, definitely. You know, as long as you have your issues okay, then you'll be okay engaging with SARS. But know that if there's any challenge that you can experience with, you know, SARS, engage with them first. But then if you hit a wall, then you come to us as the Office of the Tax Ombud. We will love to help you and be able so that you can live your life better and do your business and so on.
And not worry about sort of tax problems creeping up. And Russell, how does one contact the Office of the Tax Ombud? You did give us a website earlier. Is that the best way to go and contact you?
Yes, definitely. We do have a website, www.taxombud.gov.za, but we also have, you know, a toll-free line that you know, people can use. We all and the number I'll read it to you shortly. The number is 0800-662-837. And should you want to drop us an email, you are most welcome to do that as well. You can drop us an email at complaints@taxombud.gov.za.
Okay.
And then we'll be in action and talking to you, seeing how best to help you.
Great. Well,